Blog Talk Radio.
Shank of katelovingshank.com. I'm the author of the Prayer Prescription Series and the creator of the Uprooting Your Fear of Death, Bringing It Out of the Closet. The Prayer Prescription Series is the sponsor of this show. My guest today is Jeremy Blanchard, who is a life coach for conscious entrepreneurs. We will ask Jeremy exactly how he got interested in this. Hello, Jeremy. Welcome.
Hi, Kate. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's wonderful to have you. I was just kind of meditating on this topic because, to me, a life coach is something that so often people misunderstand. They think that maybe a coach is for people in sports or for any number, maybe a coach for labor and delivery is another example. But a life coach is something that I would really love for you to explain what that means to you and exactly how you got interested in it to do what you're doing now.
Yeah, well, I love, I think you're right. Some people do misunderstand it. And before I knew what coaching was, the first person who came into my life and mentioned coaching, I had this perception of someone, I don't know where I got this, some movie or something, a perception of someone who follows you around throughout. Like you consult with, like mid interaction with someone, like, oh, what should I do right here? You know, it's of course not like that at all. Is a partnership that you have. You know, you form this partnership with a coach, and the focus is really on the things that are most sweet to you in life. So those big goals and dreams, and I like to think of it as the stuff that's so big that you don't even ever quite look at it fully. It's like, oh yeah, I'd love to do that someday. And then you sort of push it aside and then go for something that's like a 7 out of 10 on the sweetness scale for you instead of maybe a 9 or a 10. And so coaching is all about getting you the support so you can really go for the big stuff. And that's kind of the most succinct way I can put what it is. And out of that partnership, you have a chance to really see what's been getting in the way of you going for that big stuff, see what that big stuff really is, and have the tools so that on a day-to-day, moment-to-moment basis, you can actually take action on it. And that's what differentiates coaching from so many other modalities, is that it's very focused on action. It's not just, oh, you feel better, you have some great insight about who you are, what's going on, that may be part of it, but really it comes down to, and what's the action that you're going to take and what steps do we need to support you in so that you can take that action?
Right, and what somebody may define that big action differently than anybody else. So, but I'm sure you find things that are in common, though, that people need to work on, like, the different blocks that hold people back. And I would assume that your job is to help them dissolve or at least minimize or diminish those blocks.
There's two different sides that you can look at it from. One is the like, well, what's the problem side? And the other side is, well, what's the opportunity? And both are present no matter which view you take on it. But particularly in coaching, I think the opportunity is what emerges most often. People will come into a coaching session being like, oh, I want to work on something really big, or I'm in the middle of trying to work on it, and something's coming up that's becoming a hurdle that I keep tripping over, to use a metaphor. And by the end of the session, usually their attention is shifted from that problem to what's possible you know, the space starts to open up. It feels more spacious. So yeah, there are definitely some themes in terms of what people want to work on. The two biggest ones that I think everyone experiences are that's the lens that they have on it. You know, I don't have enough money or I don't have enough time is the reason why I can't go for my big goal, my big dream. There are a few others that definitely come up, but that's one lens you can take on the common theme, is money and time.
And also, I guess people as a result then feel very overwhelmed, and they can't even articulate what it is that they feel they need to do next.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would think
Not
enough time, and not enough money. Boy, they're big ones, aren't they?
Yeah, they can, or they feel that way. You know, that's their experience of them, and that's so much of what's available in coaching is the experience of, you know, we think that our things are so real and so concrete. You know, we'll say things like "there's a part of me," or "I'm blocked," or "I'm stuck," or we use these metaphors as a way that, you know, for us is accurately describing how we feel, how we're experiencing that situation. And when we're in it, you know, when we're swimming in our stuff, as we do, it's as if it's totally concrete, as if we're describing the truth. You know, it's like, no, I'm really
right.
Stuck. Like, oh yeah, really? Like you're in a sand pit then. Like you're really stuck. You know, but it feels that way. And I think that's a lot of what's available. Suddenly, with the support of a coach who's really seeing who you are and is as invested in you getting to your goal as you are, you have
right.
a chance to really start telling the truth about some of those things about, like, really, how stuck are you? and see, discern sort of our stories about things from what's actually true and what's going to serve us in moving forward towards those goals.
Yeah, I think that what you just said is kind of got to the heart of it. The stories that we tell about the blocks become often, so very often, victim stories of dramatic stories about why we can't do what we have set out to do, excuses. And I would assume that your job can be pretty tough sometimes to get through those stories.
Well, you know, if I hadn't benefited of some great mentors and some great training, I think it would be a lot more tough. But my experience
mm-hmm.
of it is actually, as a coach, that it's so not tough, especially with the particular tools and models that I'm using. And we can get into some of those resources later for your listeners. But it's actually, you know, part of the reason I do this work is that it's really transformational for me to be able to support people, and that I've learned so
mm-hmm.
much about spirituality and who I am as a result of supporting others. And so one of the biggest things that I've learned as a coach is how to be compassionate and not project,
mm-hmm.
which makes
mm-hmm.
If a client is experiencing something really challenging and I'm trying to fix it, it is
yeah.
going to be tough. You're right. But thankfully,
yeah, that's great.
That's not my job. If my job were to fix it, or if I were a consultant, you know, and hired for my expertise in a particular realm, that'd be a whole nother thing, right? If I were a business consultant as opposed to a coach for socially conscious entrepreneurs, you know, well, then I'd have to know, okay, well, here's how you make a business plan, and here's how you make a website, and here's how you do certain marketing, and so on and so forth. And I would give those answers, and that would be great. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. That's something that people need. But that's not what you come to a coach for. You come to a coach because you're wanting to really focus your energy on what's going to be most fulfilling for you. And so that's why we talk about these really big goals and dreams. Like, you know, I really focus all my attention on serving people as an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, that's the big goal. And as your coach, I'm there to usher get you from point A to point B to point Z, all the way to the end of that goal, so that you actually get to experience the fulfillment of doing that. All that as an example.
Tell us what a conscious entrepreneur is.
Yeah, well, for me, the people that I love to work with and the reason – I work with change makers of all sorts, but particularly lately, I'm working with a lot of socially conscious entrepreneurs. And this is really anyone who has the dream of making a difference in the world through through business of some sort, through bringing their offering, their gifts to the world, and that they really want that to be part of their livelihood. You know, the most common ways that will show up is some kind of environmental work, some sort of in the realm of environmental sustainability. Sometimes it's through spirituality and some sort of healing work or, you know, spiritual work of any type. Sometimes it's through social justice work and, you know, dismantling systems of oppression and contributing to more social justice for, you know, all kinds of different people. It's a very broad definition, certainly, but, you know, as a coach, my goal is, and my background in this was that I was doing lots of organizing and activism in development while I was in school, in university. I saw after getting coached for a while how amazingly transformational this work was. And it became really clear to me after a while of getting this kind of support and suddenly going for what a big impact it was making in my life. And it clicked for me like, oh my gosh, well, how much of an impact could I make if I helped, you know, bring this to more people and bring coaching to more people? You know, it can amplify my impact by supporting the people who are doing change making and social work for social good all over the world. So here I am today.
Oh, that's great. So you had an aha moment that got you on the path that you're on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jeremy, there seems to be a little something off with your microphone. I'm wondering if it needs to be plugged in a little bit more or something, because every now and then you just go off, and then when you come back, you're very, very clear. Just fix that up a little bit. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Does that sound any better?
Yeah, whatever you did, that's cool.
Okay, great. Let me know if it comes back.
Okay, I will. So conscious entrepreneurs, I want to explore that just a little bit, because that is something that is more or less a new concept for, especially on certain, you know, certain enlightened internet people. I think that the whole internet movement that I'm involved with is very, very much aligned with this whole concept of being conscious entrepreneurs. And one of the blocks I know that could easily come up in people is the feeling of not being able to reconcile the feeling of helplessness in certain ways of the world is, you know, with GMOs and with the death of the bees and with wars in the Mideast and terrorism and all the things that and climate change and I mean, actually the list is fairly endless. So I think that we have to have a sense of humor about it, but I also know that for me, the whole idea of meditating on conscious entrepreneurship and trying to be a change maker and making a difference has helped me reconcile that all of that feeling of angst with wanting to make a difference. And then I would think that would be partly your job, too, is to help people make that reconciliation.
Yeah, well, you so got it, Kate. And there's something really sweet about the opportunities that are available in entrepreneurship. Certainly, there are lots of ways we can all contribute our gifts. And, you know, more broadly as a coach, I'm supporting anyone who's doing any kind of change-making work. But particularly in social entrepreneurship, there's an opportunity to spend a lot of your time, right? You know, we spend a lot of a good portion of our days earning an income. And if you can use that time simultaneously contributing what you see is to one of the, you know, your solutions to one of the biggest problems in the world, whichever one's called to you, then spending all your day, you know, or big portions of your day and your time and your energy on making a difference, right? While earning an income. It's like, well, it doesn't get much better than that.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. And so what you're speaking about is, you know, well, there's so much, you know, there's so much going on. There's so many problems to look at. You know, how do we not feel overwhelmed in the face of all of that and actually go take action on it, right?
Yeah. It feels to me as if that the problems in the so-called problems in the world, and they seem like they are accelerating, are also what the Buddhists and the Hindus and maybe even Jesus alluded to it as being not real. It's Maya, you know, it's delusion.
Yeah.
So the more that we turn into plugging into, you know, unplugging from the Maya, from the delusion, unplugging from that and plugging into the life force that can bring us all together to make these changes in the world, I believe that is exactly how I think we can experience that more and more the more we do the unplugging from one and the plugging into the other.
Yeah, yeah. And there's certainly, as I'm sure, you know, you and I do and so many people choose to do, is really, you know, look at what's going on and tell the truth about it. And that's a big part of what coaching is about, is really telling the truth, the simple physical reality truth about. There's a certain, you know, in terms of what you're talking about, well, what does it take to take action in the face of what feels like overwhelming problems, whether or not we, you know, whether those are illusion or what, how do we take action to contribute to the world that we do want to be in? There's a whole, you know, a series of things that need to be in alignment. And the first one is really just seeing what's really important to you about contributing, you know, seeing who you are and the gifts that you have to offer. And, you know, I think we all have some sense of this, right? We all have some sense of, well, this is meaningful to me and this is important. And the more coaching, one of the metaphors I use for coaching a lot is lifting the fog, you know? And so the more you can lift the fog on all areas of your life, and one of them being, well, what's important to you about something? And if you can just sort of like crystallize it to the point of this just shining star, and you can look at it so clearly, like, this is what gives my contributions meaning. This is what's most important to me. This is what makes it a, you know, I'm jumping on the rooftop kind of moment for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then that becomes like your battery pack, to use I guess an industrial metaphor. You know, becomes becomes your solar power for the work that you're going to do. Because then every time anything else feels confusing or unclear, you have the chance to come back to that crystal clarity of like, well, what's meaningful about this? Oh yeah, it's that. And that's one of the first things I work with most of my clients on.
Oh, I love that. I love that because it's so true. To find what it is that you feel you've come here to do. And maybe that takes a long time to figure that out. But once you have, it is your solar power pack.
Yep.
Now, Jeremy, tell us your main website that you are promoting, that you want people to go to and find out more about you.
Yeah, well, my website is, where I'm going to direct your listeners is blanchardjeremy.com/radio. So it's blanchard.com. Oh, blanchardjeremy.com/radio. Opportunity for them, you know, they can go to my main website too, but an opportunity for them to, I really want to just give a gift to your listeners and have them have the opportunity to do a free session with me. So everyone in your audience is up to some really big stuff. And it would just be a huge honor, even if it's the only session we do together, to have a chance to connect with them. And that's a place where they can also learn more about me and about coaching in general. And if, you know, we're not a great fit for coaching, I'm, you know, happy to refer them to other coaches as well.
Oh, that's great. So Blanchard Jeremy, is there a dot in there or anything like that or a slash? No. Blanchard
no,
Jeremy. That's BlaMchard, Jeremy, Jeremy.com/, right? Radio? Radio? RADIO?
Cool. Yep. You got
okay.
/radio. Perfect.
Is it, what's the radio thing? Just curious.
Oh, that was just, it's just a little URL that's so radio was the short, the title I gave for that special link, since this little blog
great.
Talk radio.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yes. So who actually wouldn't be a good candidate for coaching?
Yeah, great question. So there are a couple answers. There's lots of people who I think would be a good fit, and I think people who wouldn't be a good fit at this moment in their life, sort of the sort of playful, figured it out, or anyone who's, you know, having a great degree, you know, the combination of working on, you would say that, you know, 10 out of 10, you're working on the thing that's most important to you, the thing that's just like too good to be true, and you're loving it. And then the other, if you can also rate this out of 10 out of 10, that you're doing it with the ease and grace that you want to be experiencing it with, then, you know, you're not only working on it, but you're able to say like, yeah, I'm really giving it the focus I want. And it's sort of, it's not a struggle. That's how I define ease. Not that it's easy. It might be a lot of hard work, but that it's not a struggle.
Right.
Then, yeah, if you got both those, it's really meaningful for you and it's full of ease. I think, you know, maybe I wouldn't say now's the time to go find a coach. So that's one category of people. but if you can't say yes to both those, then maybe you would be a great candidate. And then another might mean that you're not not in the exact moment, right moment for coaching, is if you're in the middle of some kind of healing work. And it's a little bit more complex than that, because actually many of my clients are doing some kind of counseling or therapy while doing coaching, because they can complement each other quite well. So it's not so much that you're not a good candidate for coaching, but it's more of a chance to differentiate, because sometimes people think of coaching as a lot being very similar to counseling or therapy. And I would actually draw a pretty clear distinction between to say that counseling and therapy tend to be focused more on the past and on healing, which is great. And coaching tends to be more focused on the future and on your goals and dreams and taking action on them. So you can imagine work so that your energy is freed up to go focus on the things that are really meaningful for you. They can happen side by side or one before the other. But yeah, I like to draw that distinction.
Yeah, I can understand that if you're in the middle of a healing crisis, I mean, really in the midst of some very potent life changes, that you would probably need to work that out and then see where you are, basically.
Yeah. Maybe someone's passed on in your life recently and you're going through a grieving process and you want to support that. That's not something, well, it's something you could bring to your coach. And your coaches, the outcome of the coaching would very likely be go find support elsewhere, you know, and helping you take action on support,
which is exactly
what a coach is great at, you know. And that same pattern you might see in other places. You might come to your coach, you know, with a particular business challenge, and the outcome of the coaching might be you seeing really clearly the kind of other support that you want to seek out, you know, like a financial advisor or business advisor. But the coaching has still done exactly what it's there for, because you're now very clear on what that is and you've set some very clear action steps for yourself so that you'll actually go get that support instead of, you know, maybe just thinking about getting
it. Well, it seems to me that getting to that subject of money, that that we all have tended to be spoon-fed some very serious false beliefs about money as we've grown up, and that a coach would be very, very helpful to sort out those false beliefs, not only about money, but about all kinds of things, about love. Maybe love is a good one, because I think people tend to define love in ways that are very, very stifled, I would say. And
yeah.
that, say, love and money and forgiveness and all the things that people need to kind of drill down and release would be good subject matters for you as a coach and your clients to resolve and to release and to feel free.
Yeah, absolutely. And money, you're so right. Money is the big one, and that I work in with my clients. It actually sprung forth from money as a topic, because it's such a potent form of energy in our life. It allows us the freedom to really go for our dreams. I mean, it's really hard to name a really important thing that you want to go do in your life that's not going to take some form of the energy of money. You know, it's mm-hmm. going to take some money in some form, fashion to accomplish our dreams. Is really gives us that freedom, gives us that fulfillment of expression out of who we are. And I mentioned resources earlier, so now seems like a great time to mention one of them.
Good.
I can really recommend to your listeners and to anyone who's interested in exploring this topic of money. There's a book by Maria Nemeth. And if this whole coaching thing sounds interesting to you, that book will basically coach you. It'll give you a really great introduction to this coaching model that you can begin to apply in your own life.
You did cut out when you were saying the title. So that was The Energy of Money, right? Yeah.
You got it. The Energy of Money by Maria Nemeth.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she has. She's very interesting, because I've started to read that book. She is exploring the energy of money and how we express that and how we don't. It's probably more likely how we don't express it.
Yeah. Really more of a... Oh, can you hear me all right? Is the mic still cutting out?
No, it sounds okay. Go ahead.
Okay, good. Thanks. The book is a great... it's like a workbook and, mm-hmm. and a chance for you to get coached by Maria in the book, in a sense, to see the things that are holding you back or a barrier or challenge for you to really see the money that you want in your life and to be focusing that money, which is really the biggest part, focusing that money on your goals, right? I like the metaphor of or the visual of a magnifying glass. You know, you're taking all this energy and really concentrating it down onto one point to start a fire in your life in the good.
Jeremy?
Oh, yeah. Can you hear me?
I did lose you. That was
the longest.
And don't listen to that voice either. No, yeah, I wonder if there's just some sort of loose connection there or something.
I do not know.
The author of that book, I think she's a clinical psychologist or something, and she's been teaching these money concepts and how to release money from, you know, the negative beliefs that we've had about money for a long, long time. And I think she's had great success.
Yeah. She used to be a clinical psychologist, and then she sort of stumbled upon coaching and this particular coaching model that she created and is now teaching. She eventually stopped doing psychology and started doing coaching and was having incredible success with her clients, where she would, instead of them being with her for years and years and years, they would come in and get, you know, 6 or 10 or 20 sessions and then be done and be like on their way and happily, follow what's really fulfilling in life for them.
It speaks to the power of not forming a dependence on the coach.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's ideal. I mean, there's no reason in the world why people can't work, have the help that they need, and then they can see clear to move forward with great determination and courage. I'd say courage more than anything, because it does take courage to take a stand and claim your own power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really does. And I love the word courage. You know, the root word there being heart. It takes heart to show up for the big stuff.
It does. And courage, you know, you can be shaking in your boots, but still moving forward with great courage and taking those leaps of faith. And then we talk a lot about comfort zones, you know. Well, maybe a comfort zone is something that isn't that great after all. I mean, I think there's certain times in our lives when a comfort zone comes in handy, when you need to kind of relax a little bit and pause between, you know, adventures in your life, let's say. It's important to have a comfort zone every now and then to feel like you can regain your strength and move forward. But to have one all the time, you know, after a while, you sort of feel like you are stuck.
Yeah. And that's totally the experience of it. And really what that comes down to is, you know, there's something, the more when my clients come to me and they're really frustrated about something, I delight in that, because I know that there's a proportionally big opportunity there for them, that there's something really big that's just about to emerge for them. If they weren't frustrated, or to put it more clearly, their frustration signals that there's something that they're not doing that they really want to be doing. That's what it signals most often. And so it's like, yeah, you know, when you're right on the edge of your comfort zone, or when you're in your usually means there's something huge that you want to be doing that you're not doing. And as your coach, you know, we get to support that in coming forth and actually being demonstrated. You know, you're actually out there doing it and experiencing it, and then suddenly the frustration melts away because you're outside of your comfort zone, but you're so supported and you're so you're part of territory that you're able to be comfortable in the discomfort.
Yes, taking note of the synchronicities that occur as we, you know, take those steps of courage are very meaningful too. And you can really, really know that the more synchronicities that are happening, that you are becoming more conscious, let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So what is your favorite outcome a client has experienced with you?
Yeah, there's been a lot of great work. It's such an honor. Like, I take such inspiration from all of the clients that I have the opportunity to work with, because they're all up to big stuff. And it's like, you know, my greatest joy that I get to sit there and help them see their own answers about what the next step is that they need to take.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's, some of the outcomes range from, you know, getting jobs to starting organizations to, you know, starting lots of entrepreneurial ventures to make their contributions and earn their livelihood, all kinds of things. Some of my favorites, one of my clients started a really successful blog. It has gone, you know, it hasn't quite, you know, shot through the roof yet, but he's been very dedicated to that work and making it successful. One of my other clients transformed her life from, you know, sort of not having the job or the community or living in the place where she wanted to live to having sort of all the pieces fall into place over the course of the where she's living in a great,
very exciting.
Yeah, a great intentional community with the job that a great job and doing urban homesteading and food preservation and gardening, all the things that she's been dreaming of for a long time. And the amount of ease and just fulfillment that she has now is just off the charts. So, yeah.
What was it that transformed for her? because it sounds like she was relatively, had a problem with just being who she was meant to be, and all of a sudden that. So the coaching helped her to make some sort of major move, it sounds like.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just the combination of a few different things that are present most times that there's a big transformation in coaching. And like I mentioned earlier, the first one is seeing what's really meaningful for you. And if you're going out there, there's two different ways you can put energy out into the world. One is where you're not really, it's not really anchored in what has meaning for you, or it's anchored there, but not very clearly. And so you might lose sight of it pretty easily. So you can sort of be floating up in the clouds or floating around, putting out energy. You can imagine like bees buzzing around or flies buzzing around, like lots of energy being put out, but not really anchored to what has meaning. Or you can imagine, you know, a tree growing forth where it's like really rooted and pushing outward. So once you see what has meaning and then you begin taking action on it and setting a really clear goal, you know, goals are something my clients on. So it's like, well, great. I, you know, maybe a goal is I plant my garden, you know, I plant a 4 raised bed garden by, you know, December 1st, 2013. And once you have that goal, you have something to start focusing your energy on. You can focus your money on it, your time on it, your physical vitality on it. You can get support from your friends, and that's a form of energy that you can put towards it. And it's meaning and then beginning to take action on it that makes all the difference. And along the way, you know, this is sort of the solution side of it. And along the way, there's all the worries that are going to come up, right? That's the most normal thing in the world. Like, I'm worried if my clients aren't worried about something.
Because
if they're not if you're not worried, there's a good chance it doesn't have meaning for you. But there's a big difference between having the worry come up, which is always going to come up, and engaging with it or not. It's a little bit more subtle than just not engaging with it. Because, I mean, wouldn't it be nice if we could all just, oh, I'm really worried about something. I choose not to. I choose to no longer be worried about it. Yeah, it's hard to just negate our worries like that. But what we can do is learn to negate them so that when they come up, they aren't our stopping point. They don't become that familiar stopping point where like, oh, I almost built my garden this year. I had the soil and I bought the wood, but I didn't quite get there. And you got to that familiar stopping point. And that's really where the skillfulness in life comes in. And that's what the skills that I teach my clients is how to navigate moments.
Do you think that one of the major blocks in having people complete their dreams is that they don't deserve it?
Their belief that they don't deserve it?
They believe they don't deserve the joy that they have, that they have these visions of a dream that they want to accomplish, and they don't feel like they deserve something. They don't deserve to feel that sense of not completion, but that sense of achievement and doing what they've come here to do. They don't feel like they deserve it.
Well, I think that's a belief that some people hold that's kind of, put generally, it shows up differently for different people, but a belief of what it will mean if they're not successful, right? So it's like, oh, I'm going to go do something really big. And because this is so important to me, if it doesn't show up, if I don't experience it the way I was hoping to experience it, you know, if I don't finish the garden or if I don't or if no one, you know, no one comes to my website after I launch it, or no one, you know, hires me in my business, what will that, there's a belief about what it'll mean about them. And that can show up different ways, like, well, I'm a failure, I'm not successful, or I'm, you know, so on and so forth, you can imagine.
Yeah, I think that I don't deserve is especially true of love. People don't really feel like they deserve the love that they, that is all around them anyway. They don't believe that unconditional love has anything, they're afraid of it. They don't believe that they deserve it. And I think love is a big one for that deserving piece.
Yeah, I think you're right on. And when teaching people about relationships, that's certainly what comes up more often is, you know, if this relationship doesn't go the way I wanted, to take the same pattern, then what that means about me is that I'm not lovable, or I don't deserve it, or I'm not worth it, those kind of things.
Yeah.
And really, it's so great because we never, it's as we're talking about that thought, and maybe some people do, maybe some people have the thought and they can hear it in their head, I don't deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
But in my experience working with people on this kind of stuff, like, it's almost laughable, you know, if you're kind of listening to this right now and thinking like, oh, I don't think that if I don't succeed at something, what that means is I'm a failure. But we never quite hear it that way. You know, we'll hear all the other mind chatter about it. It's only when we really look at it, and that's what coaching is all about, is creating this really spacious environment where you can like step out of something and look in on it. That we can really see what it is that we believe it means.
Right.
I mean, I rarely think I'm a failure if you know, my coaching business isn't successful. But when I really look at it, in the first place is often something along those lines. And it's only in the spaciousness that you have the chance to see and then tell the truth about those kind of beliefs that are getting in the way.
That makes sense, yes. So coaching helps us to be honest about and authentic about what we really want and what we really believe, and to just come out of the feeling of overwhelm and just own the present moment.
Yep, you got it. And then take action, because that's what it all comes down to. Choose to shift our thoughts all we want, and that's an important aspect of spirituality in general, and in this coaching work in particular. But you know, at least for my clients, you know, at the end of the coaching session, if there isn't something very clear that they go and do as a result of our work together, well then, you know, what are we doing here? You know, there's a lot of being that is important, but ultimately doing is where we get to experience who we are and experience that fulfillment.
Yes, and that courage, that's fulfillment, right. Well, everybody who's listening, go to BlanchardJeremy.com/radio and see what he is offering you there. It would be really great for you to experience a coaching session and experience that feeling of exhilaration because you are touching, you're touching that point within yourself where you are authentically yourself, right, Jeremy?
You got it. And that's, you know, that's such a big part of it, is just seeing who you are. I mean, I couldn't say I had a very good answer to that question before I started doing this work. Like, who am I? And like, what am I here to do?
Yes. Well, thank you so much for coming on. If we don't get off, we're going to be cut off. So, love to
Okay, great. Well, thank you, Kate. And thank you so much, everyone who's listening. It's such an honor to be able to share and connect with any of you who reach out. So, thank you.
Oh, thank you. I have enjoyed speaking with you. And you're just such a wonderful person. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate. Yeah, well, you're
Bye-bye.
A blast to be with. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.